disc going here again. Let this tape line up. Okay.
Y'all ain't never seen a genuine steamroller?
You were telling me how we're going to get how these steamrollers were fired. And
oh, yeah. Hey, you're going to get back to steamroller, man.
Alright.
Yeah, most of them had a big, I guess you call it a grate on the back of the upright boilers, and they just stood in there.
What was that? Upright one?
Upright boiler. And then it stood up like that, and the smoke went out the top of the chimney. And but some of them not fit all the way through, the bigger ones, and the, like a train engine. Had flues in the boiler. They fired on coal. Then the smoke would go all the way at the flues, and then they go out the top at the front, just like a traveling tractor. See, the earliest tractors was all steam-fired, too. The GI case and all them. And,
what's that GI what?
GI case. That's a brand of tractors.
J.I. or G.I.?
J.I. I believe it's J.I. But all your earlier machinery was fired by steam, just like the earlier trains. Steam power was a real good power. And the boilers, they even had portable sawmills down through here too, like traveled on a traveling boiler.
Who used to use that?
Oh, a little small, what's called Pepper Pot sawmill. I worked at them one time.
Pepper
too.
Punch?
Pepper Pot.
Pepper Pot.
That's called the, when I turn the blowers on to make the fire burn and set the woods on fire.
Yeah.
But you can turn them blowers on and get that good draft to go and you get that thing running. Get run on 150 pounds of steam. And, that kid that saw the ride. And if your boiler got the leaking, you put a handful of meal in and that sealed the flues up again.
Meal?
Yeah, cornmeal. That'd cook and that'd seal the flues up where it hold that steam pressure.
Yeah, have cornbread sitting inside there.
Yeah, I'd cook it. That'd have a good seal though. And that stop leak. But then they'd have a traveling boiler and then a carriage.
What was in there?
The carriage saw the log.
Can you describe it?
Well, they were on little tracks, and the log would run by the saw. And then they had what they call a dead nigger. That was that one held a log on the front.
What was it called?
A dead nigger. Can use that word now.
You can use it. It's a colorful description.
That dead nigger. That dead nigger hold that log and just sent it by the head on the front and zip. They say that.
Is that a pretty standard what name for it around here?
Yeah, that's what I'll go see. That was the front thing on the saw. Nobody could really ride that now. And in the bigger mills they had probably they had two people riding in the bigger carriages, like ATs when he'd be little small traveling things. The man would turn his log at the end, and then it'd be holding itself on that when it went through. Nobody'd be riding the carriage because the carriage went really that big. And I worked for DJ sawmill one time at lumber inspector.
Who's DJ?
DJ Henderson. I worked out there.
Is he a relative?
No, I didn't. I just worked for him. I was learning the art of lumber inspecting. Then we cut railroad stuff, and we had a big mill out there. We cut stuff as high as 32 foot long out there. And
where was it? Was it in town?
Yeah, it was in town. No, so it was out where Red and White's grocery is now. But I worked with him, I guess, close to a year. And I would check the lumber coming off of the saw and check it for rotten spots and make sure it was good enough to go to the storage pile and all like that. And it made the railroad cuts. We cut a lot of railroad timbers in. And
what kind of standards did they have?
Had to be good and sound and clear grain. In other words, we cut it for them. And then I checked out what we put on the pile and then we could tell when we had the order filled.
Order what?
The order, what the railroad had ordered. See, they always used odd size stuff, and
like what?